We voted on Friday, counted and elected on Saturday, Sunday and Monday, and now wait on a new government. The three largest political parties will hold their first parliamentary meetings today since the general election. It's expected that two of them, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, will again form the next government. But who will help them? The Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin has said most of the work can be completed by Christmas, but it will be the new year before there's a final agreement. Here he is speaking at the British-Irish Intergovernmental Conference at Farmley House in Dublin.
There will be a range of issues that will fall to be discussed, policy being key, and obviously then the issues around the formation of government and the mechanics of government, but I don't propose to get into that. Far too early, far too premature.
Far too early, far too premature. That's Micheál Martin speaking at Farmley House yesterday, our political correspondent. Paul Cunningham is with us. Tell us more about what Micheál Martin had to say, Paul.
Yeah, initially when he was speaking, is what we would have expected. Policy would be king in any discussions with a possible coalition partner. Any coalition would have to last 5 years, and so any third party or third leg would have to show backbone, as Shane McElhattan said, and it was far too early to discuss things like a rotating Taoiseach. It was when he moved to the issue of timing of the talks that he gave more than expected. He said that people expected a deal to be done and it should be done in a timely manner. And then when he moved on to answer the same question, Os Gaeilge, he was more direct and he said, we could have most of the work done by Christmas. I don't think we will have reached an agreement by Christmas, but I'm sure most people want us to form a government as quickly as possible. So I put that line to, as in all of the work done, or most of the work done by Christmas, to senior Fine Gael sources, and they agreed. The one caveat they answered was the issue of what they call parity of esteem. In other words, that the structure of the last coalition be replicated in the new coalition. You heard Micheál Martin there saying it's too early to discuss such details, but they are going to want a nod by Fianna Fáil, in principle at least, that the idea of a rotating Taoiseach is going to happen. Yesterday, the journalist Vincent Brown suggested that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael knew each other so well that they could do a deal by Tuesday. Micheál Martin demurred, but clearly what he said was that it was going to happen at a faster pace maybe than some of us expected.
Well, it would be a faster pace than the previous two governments, but there's an awful lot more clarity this time because it's the same two parties that were in government the last time round. Why will it take this long?
Well, that's it. Because they've been in government so long, they did have a programme for government that was clear. You've already got the party manifestos out. So once again, you've got a clear direction as to where the differences lie. You know, for example, on I think it was Fine Gael wanted to have 5,000 new additional Gardaí over the course of next government, and Fianna Fáil said 6,000. So it doesn't seem as if it's going to take too long. But there is a job of work there. It is going to be very detailed. The Fine Gael deputy leader, Helen McEntee, was at Farmley as well, and she said that one of the key reasons why the last government worked so well was that they'd gone through the detail and nailed it down. So that meant that there were fewer rows because they could always point back to the programme for government and say, well, there's the commitment, we're doing it, or it isn't in the programme for government, so we're not.
Who has Micheál Martin met with or talked to so far about forming a next government?
No one. And his plan is to meet his parliamentary party, that's TD senators and MEPs, for the first time since the general election later today, because they give him the mandate to talk to other parties, and so only then will he do what you just asked. Fianna Fáil are due to meet at midday, and then we expect Micheál Martin to talk to the media in the early afternoon, so we might get a better idea of his intentions then.
OK, that's Micheál Martin and Fianna Fáil. What are Fine Gael saying?
Similar, leader Simon Harris is due to meet his parliamentary party at 2 o'clock, and I guess if you think that Fine Gael is going to have 22 new TDs, so there is some internal work for them to do to A, explain what the party's about, but also get a sense from those new members about what they want. But the clear expectation is that Simon Harris will get a mandate to negotiate again, and therefore coalition building will kick off in earnest. The third largest party, Sinn Féin, they're doing the same thing today, but Mary Lou McDonald has already written to parties on the left saying she wants to meet them.
Are Fine Gael expecting that Simon Harris is going to be Taoiseach again at some stage over the next 5 years?
Absolutely, and that is a bottom line in their negotiations.
Do we know where various different independents stand at this stage? Some of them, and we'll be speaking to a representative of one of them later in the programme, where they stand on entering government?
Not yet. I mean, there is the Independent Ireland Party, and they've clearly signalled that they want to go in and point to their general election manifesto, saying that's the baseline for them. Other independents have individually spoken, people like Marianne Harkin, and she suggested that, you know, they could band together, but there hasn't actually been a force yet. And to a certain extent, that's because it's going to be the government who's going to invite a bloc of independents, people they believe can, as we mentioned earlier, have the backbone to last 5 years if there's difficult decisions to take. So it wouldn't necessarily be the independents to band together. It'll be more the government selecting the independents it wants to deal with.
Where are the Labour Party at now?
So Labour Party, they're due to hold their parliamentary party meeting tomorrow, but leader Ivana Bacik has already set up some meetings. She's due to meet the Green Party leader and Sol TD Roger O'Gorman tomorrow, but he's already signalled that he doesn't really have a mandate to enter government after his party lost 11 seats. And then when it comes to the Social Democrats, they're slightly ahead. They had an online parliamentary party meeting yesterday, and they're due to meet Sinn Féin delegation tomorrow.
So what else is happening today, Paul?
I think you're going to have an awful lot of TDs wandering around Leinster House trying to find their way, and so lots of pictures on the plinth and things like that. But I think where we're getting down to now is a clear view that coalition building is going to start, and there's a clear pathway to power. That's Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil talking and then seeking someone else, either a block of TDs or Labour and the Social Democrats, or one of those two parties on their own, and we're going to get, I'd say, pretty by the weekend we should have known an awful lot more.
Is today the day for group shots of look how big my party is now, or does that wait for the new Dáil?
Well, this is it. When the leaders of the three big parties come to talk to the media, I would imagine that they're going to show just how big their parliamentary party is. So we expect that and look forward to it.
Paul, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.